772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
And the angel said to Paul, "Paul, fear not." He said, "For you must testify in Rome." He said, "There will be no loss of life if all will abide in the ship." So Paul, having had that visitation from an angel, I mean, no angels are real. He told them, he said, "There will be no loss of life if all will abide in the ship." Now, what happened with that ship is that the storm, when they approached the shore, they ran aground in shallow waters, and the ship broke up. And they were going to kill all the prisoners. But instead of killing the prisoners, everyone went overboard. I believe that was the time where Paul said he was a day and a night in the deep, holding on to a piece of wood. But when all was tallied, none of the prisoners had lost any life. And they came ashore, a little island. But what is my point? The word came to Paul that he would have to testify in Rome. So a storm, the loss of a ship, all that went on and transpired, everything that tried to stop him could not stop him. I want you to say something with me. Say, "I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit." Come on, say it again. "I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit." See, when you have a word from the Lord, come on, when you have a word from the Lord, if you'll hold on to that word. See, the only one that can make decisions and choices are you. Listen, God can't even make choices for you, and he won't make choices for you. Sometimes we are waiting for God to do what he's already done, and he's waiting on you to do what you're supposed to do. I'll go as far as to say this right now. Listen, there's nothing else the Lord has to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. When Jesus said it was finished, it was finished. What he needed to do was done. Now you and I, every day, we must make decisions. Are we going to follow God? Are we going to seek God? Are we going to listen when God is speaking to us? Are we going to serve God? Are we going to obey God? He's not going to twist your arm. It's your choice. He's done. I want you to say this one. Say, tell somebody, stop trying to get what you've already got. Okay, that's segueing up to this message I want to talk to you about today. That weather lady kind of vexed my spirit when I got to thinking about it, because that's how the media does. They hype up a lot of stuff. Only really in the media, what makes news and sells news is bad news. Negative stuff. You know, plane crashes and floods and riots. And you know how they cover that? They get into all the details on that. They hype it up. Storms and loss of life. And that's the media. That's the prince of the power of the air. Holding people in bondage through fear. Amen. Take heed what you hear, what you listen to. Because I heard that weather lady, but I didn't hear her. Amen. And I'm looking out the window of that car wash, and it's a beautiful day. But yet she's propagating fear. You know, you really need to be prepared. I understand about preparedness and all that stuff. But what she was trying to do is build up an atmosphere of fear. But God said to me, he said, "My word, I have a word of grace that I want you to keep in your mouth." Now, the Lord's most dangerous weapon are not the angels. Amen. It's not lightning. The Lord's most dangerous, the most dangerous weapon the Lord has is his mouth. Come on. His mouth. See, the devil picked up on that, because Satan goes about as a roaring lion. He tries to use his mouth to devour people. Okay? So it takes strength to believe what God is saying to you. It takes commitment. It takes strength to believe. It takes commitment to appropriate it. And it takes quality decisions to fight the good fight of faith and say, I win. When you're in the midst of losing, it seemingly losing, when odds are stacked against you, when it seems like there's no way out. How many know there's always a way out? Come on, would a believer, there's always a way out. How many know when it looks like seeming defeat, it takes faith to yet say, I win. It takes faith. It takes genuine, amen, unadulterated faith to keep decreeing and believing and proclaiming and declaring, I win. It takes taking a stand. Daniel took a stand. The Hebrew boys, we know the story as well. They took stands on faith, on what God had put in their heart. Daniel thrown down, true story, thrown down into a lion's den. Hungry lions. Lions that hadn't been fed. But yet, when he was thrown down in the den, the lions became like kittens. Amen. Come on, I said the lions became like kittens. Whole night he spent down there with them lions. And the king came early in the morning because the king was concerned. He said, oh, Daniel, is it well? Daniel said, oh, king, live forever. For the Lord sent his angel and the lions have not been able to harm me. Amen. Come on, come on. God had given Daniel a word that he held on to. He wouldn't compromise it. And that word, come on, that word is what protected him. That word is what kept him. That word is what preserved him, even in the face of danger. Now, stay with me. We're gonna go into something here. I spoke this morning very prophetically. I want to see if God will give us back that dimension. And I can release this in this second service as well. Because let me start by saying we are becoming something we have never been. Amen. Wednesday night and not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, prophetic words came forth. And even yesterday morning, prophetic words were flowing and they all were coordinated. They all were connected concerning the end of something and the beginning of something new. Amen. Let me say it to you here this morning. Take heed what you hear. For with the measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you. Some here with 30-fold, some here with 60, some here with 100-fold. But the measure that you meet is going to be measured back to you again. Are we in John chapter 1? Let me read that quickly. I'm going to bounce around here. In John chapter 1 and verse number 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Even to them that believe. So we must first believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, let me get into this. We are becoming church. We are becoming something we have never been. We are finding ourselves located in dimensions of God we have never entered before. Amen. Now it takes, you know, I mentioned this morning, if I had a dog whistle and I blew it, we wouldn't hear it. But if there were a dog in here, I don't care what kind of dog, little puppy, big old Doberman, Rottweiler, you name it, whatever dog, they would hear it because their ear is tuned to a frequency. Amen. God gave them that. They can hear what you can't hear. It's like a shark can sense blood a mile away. You drop some blood in some water and where the shark's miles away, they'll sense that blood. God gave them that heightened sense. See, there's something about what God is doing in the church today, and our senses are being heightened. I don't mean our eyes, ears, mouth, and I mean our spiritual senses. You see, when you are truly circumcised, remember Levi and Simeon, they coerced a whole city into circumcision. And on the third day, when they were most sensitive, they went in because they knew they couldn't fight. Amen. You see, when our heart is circumcised, Amen. It's sensitive to the touch. In other words, you'll feel things that you wouldn't have felt. You'll sense things that you wouldn't sense. You know, you won't just be moving at anything. We're becoming something that we've never been. The world is going to see. Amen. Now let me go with me to Isaiah chapter 28. There's going to be a company of people that God is going to reveal these things to. There's going to be a company of people. And that company of people that he's going to shift are the people who he's going to change their perspective on supernatural phenomena. Let me say it that way. There's coming a shifting of perspective, how we see supernatural phenomena. Now, let me show you those that he's going to shift. In Isaiah 28 and verse number 9, the word says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Simply, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts." Verse 10, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little." Those that are weaned from the milk. Amen. Sometimes much of what God has intended for a life is withheld because of immaturity. And that is what each of us must take responsibility for. You can't blame it on somebody else. Hello? You can't point the finger at somebody else. Amen. Otherwise, you let them control your life. No, it's time. Tell somebody it's time to take responsibility for your own life. See, who will he teach? Who will he give this knowledge to? Those that are weaned. You know, weaning, that's like a mom breastfeeding a child, and finally the child is weaned. They don't need the breast milk anymore. Now they can start drinking regular milk, or now they can start eating a little food. Now, in other words, they are maturing. They're growing up. They're able now of themselves. Whom shall he teach? Those that are weaned, those that are circumcised, that are sensitive to the movements of his spirit. There is a new sound in the air. Would you agree? If you didn't know that, after today, you're going to know it. After today, you're going to hear, I decree that you are going to hear the sound that's coming from heaven. There is a new sound. And the sound is the sound of the kingdom of God.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 43 of Mega Grace, the Word of His Grace, part 2. God is accelerating the word you know to be true. This acceleration is going backwards because at Calvary, the last words of Jesus were, "It is finished." God's word is quickening time as the people of God are being catapulted into the manifestation of his promises. We are accelerating back to what has already been accomplished. The sound that is coming is going to break every barrier that has held you up from your blessings. In this acceleration, the Lord is going to restore and revive life where it has been stolen or destroyed.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Quem será contra nós?